Speaking of fall colors, maybe you're planning on hopping in the car and taking a trip somewhere in the state to soak them in. But when you pull into the gas station to fuel up for that trip, what kind of gas are you putting in your car?
More likely than not, a tank of regular unleaded works just fine for you. But every now and then, maybe you're tempted to fuel up with the premium stuff. After all, it's got to be better for our cars, right?
Well, not so fast, says AAA. According to the group's new study, putting premium gas into cars designed to run on regular fuel provides no additional benefits to that vehicle.
Here with us to talk more about the study and what it means for you is Nick Jarmus, Director of Public Affairs for AAA Wisconsin. Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Well, Nick, I don't get the more expensive stuff because I'm cheap, but I often feel a little guilty, like, maybe my car needs better stuff. You're saying probably not, right?
That's correct. You know, there's a common perception, you know, just based on the terminology that they use, that the premium gas is somehow better gas. And that's really not the case. It's simply different. It has a higher octane level, and certain engines, either in high-performance vehicles or in some luxury vehicles, do need that extra octane. But unless your vehicle does require that extra octane, using it provides no extra benefit to you. And given the cost difference, it's really a waste of money.
Yeah, how much are American drivers, you're saying, wasting on this fuel?
Oh, well, the average difference between regular and premium is about 50 cents per gallon. So when we added up, we found that about 16.5 million Americans are using premium gasoline in these vehicles that don't call for it, at least occasionally, on average about once a month. And when you add that all up, that's about a $2.1 billion waste of money by Americans in the last year, in the last 12 months, on this extra octane gasoline they don't need.
Now, AAA researchers, I understand, didn't just take this on faith. They actually put it to the test. What kind of experiments happened at AAA to try to see if maybe those ordinary cars would get a benefit from premium gas?
Well, what we did is we took several different vehicles that are very common vehicles that we think are representative of certain classes of vehicles, as sedans, SUVs, put them on what's called a dyno, which is kind of basically a treadmill for a car that lets you run the engine, run the vehicle as if you were driving it, and, you know, put some regular gas in it, did some driving with it, did a number of different tests to specifically looking at engine performance, engine output in terms of carbon output, and then also the cleanliness of the engine. Did it leave more or less deposits in the engine after using that gas, and compared the premium to the regular, and found that there really was no benefit to it. So there was no increased horsepower or performance by the engine. There was no increased fuel efficiency or reduction in carbon output, and there were no less deposits in the engine, so your engine wasn't any cleaner because you used the premium gasoline.
So some kind of cars, a minority of vehicles, do need a higher grade of gasoline, a higher octane, I should say, gasoline. For consumers out there, how will they know if they have that kind of car?
What you want to do is go by what is in your vehicle manual. So when you buy the car, you know, look in the glove box, there's your owner's manual right in there. It will tell you very clearly what kind of gas you need. And it may use the terms premium or regular, or more likely, it'll give you a specific octane rating that is the minimum octane rating necessary. And the reason it does that is because in certain parts of the country, and even what I found is that in certain parts of Wisconsin, particularly up in the northern, northwest part of the state, the octane ratings are slightly different. So in most places, it's 87 octane is regular and 93 octane is premium, although that does vary a little bit around the country. But so what you want to do is just check what is the minimum octane rating necessary for your vehicle, and just make sure that you're not using anything more than that.
And I understand previous AAA research found that fuel quality can vary significantly among gasoline retailers. How do we know which gas station offers the best stuff?
Well, there's a program called Top Tier, which is an independent certification program that the stations and the oil companies can put their voluntarily put their gas through. And that does look specifically at detergents and to see what are cleaner burning fuels, what's going to leave fewer deposits in your engine. And most major gas retailers, like specifically here in Wisconsin, Quick Trip, BP, Shell, Costco, there's actually a whole list. If you go to the website for the top tier certification, it can tell you which brands utilize this. But most of the brands also will advertise this on their pumps now. If they do earn that certification from top tier, they tend to advertise it, and that's a way to know that the gas you're buying is of a higher quality and is better for your engine. Sometimes it does cost a little more, certainly not more than premium costs. You're talking maybe about a 5 cent difference versus a 50 cent difference for the higher octane, but that's certainly a much better use of your money to look for that top tier. And then, you know, if you really want to treat your car, make sure that you're taking the best care of it, spend that money on getting more frequent oil changes. Make sure that you're keeping up on your preventative maintenance, the schedule of fluid flushes and things like that that's recommended by your manufacturer. That's what's going to really help keep your engine running as long as possible.
We'll leave it there. Nick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
That was Nick Jarmus, Director of Public Affairs for AAA Wisconsin. He joined us to talk about why premium gasoline is, for most car owners, not all it's cracked up to be.
Coming up, a new study shows that just 3% of Americans own nearly half of the guns in the country. We look at the political and the cultural implications. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.